Hi, and welcome to Perspectives on Perseverance with Dr. Mark Ballard, President of Northeastern Baptist College in Bennington, Vermont. At NEBC, we are committed to developing the mind of a scholar, the heart of a shepherd, and the perseverance of a soldier. This podcast seeks to provide biblical, historical, and contemporary perspectives on perseverance that will help you persevere in your walk with the Lord and in your service to Him, to His people, and His creation. This is episode 31 of season 2, and it is our season finale. And President Ballard, it's been a little while.
Oh, I know it. It's hard for me to believe that we've gone through two seasons already.
Yes, it's been a little while since we started, but it's also been a little while since we recorded a podcast, too.
Oh, I know. It's been 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So, but you know what? It's just a busy time of year.
Man, isn't it? And I mean, obviously, our listeners know that considering the past two episodes, a lot of the busyness has been surrounding the Southern Baptist Convention.
Oh, no doubt. And a lot of things going on here as well at Northeastern Baptist College.
In fact, what just happened here?
Graduation was one of those
finals,
things. Finals. Grading of tests.
Yep.
I mean, grading.
Starting
building projects.
Starting building projects. Well, we're finishing one on main campus. There's a lot going on.
There is. And that is exactly why we only do our seasons during the school year.
Yeah.
Because
that's the least busy time of the year.
It is. Somebody asked me the other day, Joe, said, so now the graduation's over and everything, your schedule slows down, right? And I just kind of smiled and said, well, not for some of us. And so actually, it is a very, very busy time for us. And so that's why we don't actually do new podcasts during the summer. And I've been wanting to get this podcast out for 2 weeks, and we've not been able to do so because of our schedule. So listeners, thank you for putting up with two previous episodes the last 2 weeks.
Yes, thank you. It's very much appreciated that you didn't yell at us for that.
Absolutely. But hey, Joe, I've got just a few things I want to accomplish here today, and so I want to get right on it. And one of those is, I actually want to ask you a question. I want to ask you, what was your favorite highlight of this season, of season two? Just any one thing, you know, just pick it up and...
Well, that is an interesting question. I think... as far as highlights go, I got to be honest with you, I kind of miss to some degree our discussions of historical figures.
Mm-hmm.
But the development of this season and how we've talked about critical issues, especially the Does It Still Matter, section
right.
of our podcast has been a blessing and a good reminder and encouragement. And I think through that, the way, you know, it's got to be a highlight because God has used it somehow. God has enabled me and helped me in understanding how to be gracious and in voicing those concerns.
Uh-huh.
and having you kind of walking us through that process. I think that's been a big highlight of this season. And, you know, Does It Still Matter? We talked about the nature of Scripture. We talked about what is the gospel. We talked about the cooperative program. That was still in Does It Still Matter? And so those things were just very beneficial to me, and I would consider them a highlight, and I hope they were the same for our listeners.
Oh, all right. Well, you know what? We're going to bring in our producer here for just a minute because I want to ask him the same question. Tripper, what was your highlight?
Number one, that I'm still able to do this.
Oh, yes.
Because our longtime listeners remember that back in December, I had a spat with gravity and came out on the losing side.
Yeah, you know, gravity usually wins.
Yeah, especially when it teams up with some bricks and concrete on the way down. So the thing is that, again, that I'm still able to produce this wonderful podcast and help get this message out to all of the listeners out there. Because, I mean, I have a behind-the-scenes role, but it's a role that I take a lot of pride is probably the wrong word, but it's a role that I really am glad I'm able to do.
Well, we're glad you're able to do it too, Tripper. And actually, my highlight, quite frankly, is when we were able to all get back together and do this in person, the three of us in the room, and sometimes my son Ben is in the room with us. And you know what? It's just a whole lot better than doing it the other way. Although I've got to say, I really am thankful for the fact that Tripper was able to come up with a way, even while he was laying in bed, to continue to produce this for us throughout this season. And so we developed it with new equipment and new ways and new programs to be able to be in three different places across the country. And Tripper laying in bed in pain and still working on this and getting us through. And so that's really cool. I appreciate it. But it was really a big highlight for me the first day that we were all three back in the same room producing this again towards the end of the season here. And listeners, you are a highlight as well. In fact, from time to time, some of you will email me or you'll see me at a conference or somewhere and say something to me about your appreciation of this podcast. And that is always an encouragement to us as well. So those are kind of some of my highlights. Joe, a while ago you mentioned that we got the Southern Baptist Convention coming up. And listener, I hope that you're able to go and be there. If you are a member of Southern Baptist Church, I hope that you ask your pastor, if you have not already, that you ask him if you could be a registered messenger and go and participate. As we have talked about, kind of leading up to the end of our season, we talked about the importance of three primary things for the convention to be able to persevere. And one of those is obviously our stance on the Word of God, that it's the inerrant Word of God and it's sufficient. Another one is that we don't confuse or jettison the definition, the biblical definition of the gospel. But another one of those that we talked about, Joe, is involvement. And that when local church members and pastors are involved in the convention, it goes the right direction. Right. When they're not, it doesn't. And that's because we are not a hierarchical denomination. We are really a gigantic network of churches who believe the church is the headquarters and the church is primary. And so when local churches send pastors and folks from the pew to go as messengers and to vote on president, vote on other issues that arise, then it's good for all of us. And so if you're at the convention, I want to invite you to go to the exhibit hall and find Northeastern Baptist College booth, and you will see us. But guess what? You guys will get to meet Tripper behind the scenes as well, because he's going to be there with us. And we're really excited to announce today that we are launching a new organization very soon.
We are.
Oh, yes, called Northeastern Baptist Press. And we're going to have a booth there. We're going to have our first catalog. We have several new books coming out this coming year. Our catalog will be there. In fact, we'll have one book for sale. We'll have a few other sample books that are there. And so we want to just invite people to come by and to view our booth. Obviously, say hi at the tables that are there. But we have several people related to the school. We've got students. We got staff that are going to be there, but also related to our publishing arm that is just opening up. And in just a short time, just before the convention, you will be able to go to bpvermont.com, nebpvermont.com. And you could actually go there now, and you'll see coming soon, and you can put your email in if you want information of when that site becomes active. But you could go there now. But that is launching right around the time of the convention, and we're really excited about it. In fact, Joe, you were mentioning a while ago one of the things you missed is historic profiles. Well,
historic,
guess what?
Profiles.
We have a book series that's coming out over the next 4 years with several different authors from around the country. Mm-hmm. We even have an author from Germany that is participating in this about some really cool historical figures called the Anabaptists. Mm-hmm. And so there are other things about that. We may even highlight some of those in the podcast next year. But there's some really exciting things coming on with that. And I would love to have people just stop by and say hello. Meet us, and also learn more about the future of Northeastern Baptist College and Northeastern Baptist Press.
Yeah, that's exciting news, President Ballard. I've been looking forward to the announcement of NEB press. And the one thing I'll add to that is if you do come to convention, which we hope you will, if you want to find us, let me give you some directions. We will be on the wall. Next to
that's going to be tough.
I know. We will be next to the Nine Marks booth right across from Charleston Southern University.
Well, looking forward to it, folks, and we hope to see you there. Joe, I want to leave us with one last thing today, and this is really what it is. We talk all the time about persevering, whether it's persevering as a group, our network of churches, SBC. Prior to that, most of our focus is on persevering individually and as families and as churches, and really persevering in our walk with the Lord and so forth. And you know, one of the issues about perseverance is really learning to love God with all of our strength and really being strengthened or focusing whatever strength we have on persevering in our relationship with God, loving Him that way. And Joe, one of the challenges is, and I hear this very often, is that's great for strong people, but I'm not very strong. And you know, the fact of the matter is Paul wasn't either, which is something we often forget. But Paul said that in our weakness, he is strong. And when we are weak, then we are strong. When we come to the end of our own strength, and we simply rely on the Lord, He strengthens us. In fact, one of my people I like to read from the past was Hudson Taylor. And Hudson Taylor one time said this. He said that all God's great men were men of weakness, because it's in weakness and learning to love Him with the little strength that we have. I think even of the Church of Philadelphia in the book of Revelation, as John writes to them, Jesus actually speaks to the church and says, you have a little strength. And so sometimes I think when we talk about perseverance, people think, man, I got to really bow up and have a lot of strength. And it's actually just the opposite. It's in our weakness that He is strong. And so sometimes we wonder, well, okay, so in our weakness, He's strong. How does that actually happen? And some of you I know are praying with Northeastern Baptist College on this 40-day journey. And if you are, last Tuesday, I wrote about this topic, and you got that in your devotional. But if you did, then you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. If not, I want to share it with the rest of us. You know, Nehemiah understood how to persevere, obviously, with everything he had going on. But after they were done, they'd finished the wall. It was a great moment of victory, a great moment of celebration. And as part of the celebration, he had Ezra and other priests bring out the book of the law, the first five books of the Bible. And all of the people stood and listened as they read it and gave the sense. In other words, they were really doing expositional preaching of the law. And as they read it and they gave the sense, they said, this is what it means. Then what happened is the people responded in deep sorrow. One, they were probably sorrowful because it had been so long since they heard it read, and it was moving. But also, it helped them realize why they were in the predicaments they were in. Because God's law, they realized how far away they were from God's ideal. And so they were in deep sorrow. And in the midst of that, in Nehemiah chapter 8 and verse 10, Nehemiah says something strange. It's a strange response to sorrow. But in this is a key principle that Nehemiah understood himself and why he was able to persevere in the midst of all the challenges he was facing. And this is what he said. Then he said to them, go your way, eat the fat, drink the sweet, and send portions to those for whom nothing is prepared. So, in other words, he said, quit crying and go have a feast. And then you're like, what? Well, listen to the rest of it. He said, for this day is holy to our Lord. Do not sorrow. And then here, listen to what he says. For the joy of the Lord is your strength. Friends, if you want to persevere, You persevere by, yes, acknowledging your own weakness, but not staying there. Instead, begin to worship the Lord for His strength. The joy of the Lord flows from us when we begin to worship Him. And Joe, I can tell you, there are many times in my life when I'm down or discouraged, maybe even sometimes I've been really, really rough, and I've been on the brink of being derailed completely from my perseverance, whether it was in a task or whether it was just in life in general. And I would remember this from Nehemiah and stop and just say, you know what? I'm going to worship the Lord. Mm-hmm. And I just, you know, sometimes I grab a guitar and sing. Sometimes I would just sing without a guitar. Sometimes I didn't want anybody to know I was singing because they don't necessarily like my singing. So I would just say it over in my mind. I would sing it in my mind. Or sometimes just pull out a hymn book and start reading hymns to the Lord in worship and praise of Him. And what I have found is this. When I'm at my lowest point, if I will just stop and worship the Lord, and I begin to do that, pretty soon I can do what we used to sing about. I can count my many blessings. And then as I'm counting my blessings, it flows into more worship. And the more I'm worshiping God, all of a sudden I begin to feel joyful. My circumstances haven't changed. The challenges before me haven't changed. The people that were hurting me are still hurting me. Well, whatever the case may be, the difficulties have not changed at all. But my entire focus has changed because I have focused on the Lord and worshiping Him for how awesome He is. And all of a sudden, His joy begins to just flow from me. And pretty soon, I'm feeling the strength to press on and to do what God has called me to do. And so it's going to be a fun summer. It's also going to be a challenging summer for all of us. We'll all face moments of joy and moments of trials. That's just part of living in this fallen world. But until this fall, this is what I want to leave us with, Joe. I want to leave us with this. Persevere by focusing on the joy of the Lord. Worship Him no matter your circumstances. And in the end, you will find strength to press on.
Well, thank you for that, President Ballard. I think that is a whole lot to chew on over the summer. And I certainly will be taking that to heart, and I hope our listeners do too as well. We are thankful for you listening to us, despite the fact that you just got 2 reruns and this is the first new episode in a few weeks. We're so thankful for our listeners that tune in to Perspectives on Perseverance with us each week. If you want to know more about Northeastern Baptist College, you can visit us online at nebcvt.org. If you would like to send in questions for our next Lions Den or our first Lions Den of the next season, you can email us at perspectivesonperseverance@nebcvt.org. Keep an eye out for Northeastern Baptist Press as it launches online and launches at the convention. And I am sure there are books that you will want to read that will be produced by NEB Press. And if you have any questions, just let us know. But no matter what today may bring, persevere and have a great day in Jesus.
From the heart of the Northeast, for the hearts of the world, we will persevere as soldiers. To the right or left, we will not veer. We will not run, we will not quit. For with Christ strengthened us,